This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Iowa Fertilizer Company says its new production plant in Lee County is finally up and running. More than 100 people showed up Wednesday afternoon to celebrate the start of production at the $3 billion facility near Weaver. The ribbon-cutting occurred 4.5 years to the day that state and company leaders broke ground for the project in an open field along Highway 61. At the time, the goal was to begin production in the summer of 2015, but the timeline was pushed back due to construction delays, contractor disputes, and several expansions of the plant. Iowa Fertilizer Company President Larry Hawley says it's worth the wait.
This has been a true collaboration that has helped spur meaningful growth and economic development throughout our Southeast Iowa community.
Hawley says the plant will employ more than 200 full-time workers and maintain an annual payroll of $25 million. And during the peak of construction, Iowa Fertilizer Company employed more than 3,500 construction workers. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds says that's why the selection of Lee County as the site of the plant was so important.
Lee County is one of those communities that maybe in the past had been overlooked when a new project came to the state, especially one of this size. But we all felt differently.
Reynolds says the plant has helped Lee County cut its unemployment rate by nearly 3 percentage points in recent years. Site Operations Director Daryl Allman got a little emotional during the ceremony as he talked about Iowa Fertilizer Company's employees.
They've worked very hard and tirelessly over many, many months. And I can't begin to tell everybody today how difficult that's been. It's been a long road, a lot of hours, but we made it.
Iowa Fertilizer Company says the plant will produce roughly 2 million tons of fertilizer each year. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.